Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Let me say this. If ever there was a time that this nation should be looking to pour itself together, it is now, and not because of where we are, but because of where we will soon be. And where we are headed, barring some miracle, is a critical, critical juncture where this nation and the world will soon come to talk about this time in history. And this is a historic time. Make no mistake about it. It will be in the books that they'll be writing. It will be a part of the lexicon and the history of this nation after long after I'm gone. And children will be taught about the times we are living right now. And yet, when we know that this is so, and when we know how dangerous an interval of time we are in, we still have lunatics on the right who don't even understand. They can't for one moment pause with the ridiculousness and the games that they are playing. Listen, I know you folk on the right know that you've got a bunch of sheep. You know, people are sheeple. Well, what do you say? People are sheeple. But what am I saying? They're followers. And so, you know, you can take one sheep and train that sheep. You know, that's why they have dogs that can lead sheep anywhere. Sheep don't think, they just follow. Well, people are a lot like that. They're sheeple. And they'll follow. So the folk on the right just continue to follow blindly. Don't have the capabilities to think themselves. Doesn't matter how idiotic or moronic the person is who stands before them and with diarrhea of the mouth, you know, i.e., you know, former President Donald Trump, as you know, and, you know, I was telling you guys about how many football Super Bowls that I've seen. Well, you know, I can tell you that I've been around in my time, I don't know what, eight presidents, seven or eight in my lifetime. And never saw one as ignorant as Donald Trump and as dangerous as Donald Trump. And we saw who and what he was for 4 years. Somebody explain to me why they're still clamoring for him. Listen to this. So Donald Trump exuded strength. Nobody wanted to mess with him. This is his daughter-in-law, Laura Trump. Now, let me, for those of you who don't know, who Laura Trump is. She's married to, Trump, Eric Trump. She's married to Eric Trump. And so she wound up, you know, with an opportunity to come before the world a lot and just talk nonsense while her father-in-law was president of the United States. Here's what she had to say about where we are. And this is in today's Newsweek. Laura Trump claimed former President Donald Trump was an individual no one wanted to mess with as she reflected on the Ukraine crisis. And of course, this was on Fox News. Where else was it going to be? Who else was going to allow such a ridiculous statement to be spouted without somebody challenging her? She's not going on any other airway with that foolishness, but Fox News welcomes that. I think Reggie Jackson and I were talking about that on yesterday, about what Fox News is. And the fact that that's allowed to continue in our country is a dangerous, dangerous precedent, that you continue to allow this kind of ridiculous stuff. Look, cancel culture, I'm down with that. Cancel Fox News, you know, because it needs to be canceled. So she was speaking to Fox News's genius, Sean Hannity. She said it was a shame that President Joe Biden had not paid attention to her father-in-law's leadership before becoming president. She continued to criticize Biden and suggested Russia's invasion of Ukraine had happened now because America had a weak person in office. Hannity pointed to other foreign policy setbacks that have happened under Democratic President Barack Obama, including the conflict with ISIS in Iraq and Syria and Russia's annexation of Crimea in 2014. Laura, you look at Crimea. That happened under Obama and Biden, Hannity said. Now, let me just stop there. Oh, it did. So the annexation of Crimea happened under President Barack Obama. And oh, what a horrible, horrible thing that was. So if that's the measuring stick that Republicans are going by, we can say, oh, the Iraq and Afghanistan wars, far more deadly and costly and expensive than anything that happened with the ISIS conflict in Iraq and Syria, pale in comparison to all the years and all the treasure and all the deaths that the invasion of Iraq and Afghanistan cost under Republican President George Bush. What the hell are you talking about, Laura Trump and Sean Hannity? You know, at least if you're going to, you know, try to point things out, make sure that, you know, that your house is clean. To point at what happened under Obama and what is happening under Joe Biden pales in comparison, again, to what happened in Afghanistan and Iraq. I challenge any of you, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789 is the number, to dispute what I'm saying. You don't have the courage to do it because you know I'm right. Okay. And I don't you know, I don't take any bow for being right. I just think that we should always make sure that when we are discussing things over the airways, that there is a right and a wrong. There is a clear answer in many instances. And that's what we should be doing if we're on these airwaves. I don't think we should be lying. Because if I had an opportunity to challenge, you know, lower Trump and Sean Hannity, and they can't say, hey, our phone lines are open at such and such a number, I'll give you a free opportunity to dispute what I'm saying. They would never do that because they can be disputed time after time after time. It is at a point where in this country, soon, real soon, we are going to be demanding that this kind of talk ceases. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. I'm going to drill down a little bit deeper on the other side. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.